ecstatic alchemist, the fragrant bloom. I am the fragrant bloom. I am the point where the petals of your inner being have relaxed and let go so that the ripened honey nectar, your amrita, your ambrosia flows from the petals of your blossoming. Oh, I am unapologetically wild in my beauty. Petals wide open, overflowing with fragrance that makes me irresistible. I am the fullest expression of the ripening of the rose, and this moment is bitter sweet, has a melancholic edge. For in it comes the awareness that my petals are just about to fall. It is the end of the full bloom, yet alchemically the most powerful time. I cannot help but get off the climax of my scent, my musk, culminating in the end and the fullest moment of my exquisite life. I am the most erotically alive, deeply charged, alchemical elixir within you, and I am the holy grail. I am the eternal return, the fountain of life. I'm that which replenishes. One drop of my holy nectar will change you forever. I am the distillation of all the journeys that have come before. I am the honeyed wine, and I am a precious, delectable offering. So, beloved, receiving this card is a soul growth moment. As the fragrant bloom, my purpose is to support you to tune into the deepest gifts that you carry. Take some time to reflect upon and honor what you've been embracing in yourself, including any wounds that you've alchemized into the gold and the nectar, the ambrosia that feeds the deepest part of your soul. You could see this stage of soul growth as the magnetic quality of the honeybee drawn into the flower, rolling around inside the nectar and covering herself with the orgasmic delight from receiving the gifts of that bloom. So, beloved, you are being asked to feel where you want to drip your honey nectar in your life. See all that's abundant in you, give thanks for your blessings, and no longer hold back your gifts, your generosity, your offerings, and your love. I want you to consider this. What are your turn-ons? What is your inner wild? What do you secretly yearn to express, but have not let yourself do so? What do you avoid but secretly yearn for? This is the question of the fragrant bloom. She is daring and wild and ready for you.